How's it going? I couldn't fall asleep, but I am like getting there. I'm like 80% of the way. I'm not even really sure if this is like picking up. Part of me almost wants to just whisper. Maybe. I don't know. We'll try that. How's it going, everyone? It's really cold here. Never realized how much my PC would keep my room warm. So now that there's no power here, it's just me. My room was like freezing cold, so I'm bundled up in my blanket at the moment. Cute. My phone usage down a little bit. Mostly because these kind of outages take a while, my experience, so want to conserve as much, much battery power as I can. I've got it hooked up to like a spare battery bank, but one thing that I've noticed is that it charges really slowly. It's one of those like old USB battery packs. Got it a couple of years ago. Doesn't have like that fast charge technology, so I tried charging it a couple of days ago. I'm like, I might need to use this again. So was like 20% or so, 20-30% power that I plugged it in. I forgot about it for the whole day. Then I came back at the end of the day, and it was only at 70%. And I was like, man, even my old extra battery pack is getting old. Gonna get myself a new one someday. That's a nice, lucky coincidence that had it charged. Still. Try not to use it too much because don't know when the power's gonna come back on and don't wanna end up running out of juice. Thankfully, oh, fun fact, gaslit by my own power company. I went to the website to check the status, and they're like, what are you talking about? Should mean we already fixed your power like a couple of hours ago. Our things say your power has been restored. And here I am, like looking around the one GIF, the guy with the suit, like spinning around, turning around, looking like what's going on. Where is everything? So, yeah, getting gaslit by my own power company. Times. And yeah, the only like, only real saving grace we had is that the house is cooking. Is gas, so I'll still be able to cook something nice. It was electric, I would have been really screwed. Speaking of, my kettle is electric, so I haven't been able to drink tea or coffee or anything, so kind of sad. Because I have this like a personal little kettle that I have. Oh, just like roasting the little kettle they have that boils enough water for 1.5 cups. Speaking of, that's like the one started like recently happening is every single time I go to boil the water, these like weird like white particles. They look like how do I describe them? They kind of actually look more like the little popcorn stucco that you see on like the ceilings and walls of some houses. You know what I'm talking about? Like little soft white like specks that are like jutting out a little bit. Like if you I don't know how to describe it. I don't know if everyone has like stucco on their wall, but like if you go Google it, it looks like that. It looks like someone chipped on, scraped off a whole bunch of stucco and then poured it into the water. And I'm like, where does this keep coming from? Because the only thing I do is I pour the water from the tap and then I toss it into the kettle and then I boil it. But then like every single time, there's like a small like little, I wouldn't even call it like a sheet, but there's like little bits and pieces of that stucco-like stuff on there. So like, make sure to take off the top layer. Before using it for my teas. No, that's real cool. I'm a little bit sad that the storm has kind of subsided at the moment because earlier it was pretty bad. You can hear the storm raging outside. The strong winds and the bitter patter of the rain. Like it's, maybe it's not bitter patter, but like a rushing torrent of rain. It's really quiet right now though. It also doesn't help that there's no electricity, so like there isn't any like electrical humming and buzzing that happens. I think that like, I don't know, just it takes a power outage to make you realize how much noise your electronics make. It's very small, but cumulative humming and whirring and the buzzing, it all adds up. So when the power goes out and it's really quiet, you can hear everything, but I can't. I only hear my tinnitus. It's like in the background right now. How are you holding up? Hope you're staying safe and warm, bundled up in the winter. Maybe you're on the other side of the what is it? Other side of the world, and maybe it's hot. Hopefully, you get to stay cool in that case. I don't really have much to say since I'm kind of tired. And it's a little empty, but I miss you all. One thing that I noticed pretty recently is that after I went ahead and accidentally reformatted my PC without backing up all my files, that there's a lot of pop-ups, you know. I think I went through maybe 10 pop-ups just trying to set up like the basic apps that I needed. It's all like, hey, do you want this? Do you want that? Do you think I can do this? And it's like, I don't want any of that. I just want to get back to That's what it was before the format. But no. And like on that note, I'm curious, like, cumulatively, exactly how many hours of our lives are used up just clicking the accept cookies button on websites? Like, I mean, sure, I'll gladly accept cookies, thank you for offering, but like every single website I go to keeps offering, like, hey, do you want our cookies? It's like, that I don't really care about them. Like, I know what they do, they like track you across the internet and stuff, but like, just give me the cookies and like, let me look at the site, you know, like, let me read the article or let me look at the forums for like the tech support, like, search that I was just doing, you know, like, stop, because it seems like every single website is constantly asking for cookies. And I know it's not long, but like, it feels like it adds up over time, because like, you know, you go to like six different websites, they ask you if you want to accept cookies six times, you're like, I don't even know where to put these cookies anymore. Like, my Tupperware box are filled with them, my Ziploc bags are filled with them. Running out of space, my freezer for all these cookies. Sorry, that was silly. It's just like the idea of like, you go to a website and maybe just like my mobile beam turned on really high. And like, you go to a website and the first thing they're like, hey, would you like some cookies? And they like give you a little tray of freshly baked cookies and stuff. My bed is like really soft. It's also warm. Well, it's warm now. It was like really cold earlier. I'm gonna get one of those like pillows. The wedges, I think. They're like angled in a way that's supposed to help you keep your neck straight, clear pathways and stuff while you sleep at night. Are you guys like a side sleeper or back sleeper, stomach sleeper? I actually don't know how people can sleep on their stomachs. Like, hang on. Let me try to turn. Okay, let's see what happens if I lock my stomach. Hello. You can't breathe when your face is at the pillow like that. I'm just worried, like, because I feel like a belly sleeper. Don't you have to like turn your neck in a funny way to like go to sleep? If you're gonna have your neck turned to the side, you might as well just be a side sleeper, right? Or is that just me? Okay, I'm gonna go back to my side because I'm a side sleeper myself. You know, I think YouTube has recently like added or changed something with their algorithm because no other apes have hands. Because every single time I launch the YouTube app at this time, all it does is keep giving me like sleep videos and stuff. Like, let me just go open it right now to show you what I'm talking about. There's this one called Tranquilize on the channel Made from Dreams. It's like 12 hours long, and it's just like comfy music, I guess, like cozy music. There's another one called a very specific 1930s terrace by the ocean on a rainy night, comma, oldies music. It's like 6 hours long. And I can notice that depending on the time that I look at these videos, YouTube offers me different things. So I wonder.
Oh wait, hold up, this is the one I talked about on stream last time. Classics playing in another room. And it's like old like cartoon shows and radio music, but it's kind of muffled. Sounds like it's from like the title says, from another room.
Oh my god. Hey, I can't be the only one that this happens to. Does anyone else get like stuffy noses when you're about to fall asleep? Because like I'm lying here and I can feel my sinuses getting clogged up. I don't know what to do. Like I hear there's a thing that you can do to like there's like a thing you like press on your forehead or something. Like you press on the forehead and then you like press up with your tongue against the roof of your mouth and you like rock back and forth or something like that. I think I read it online somewhere a long time ago. Not the best to help clear your sinuses, but I don't know if it's working or not. I don't know if you can hear that. Can you hear that? I don't know if it's working because my nose still kind of feels snuffy. Like, one of my nostrils is open. The other one's all stuffed up. Well, I guess this one was one of them that was working. And I'm really sleepy. I think I found out. Well, maybe not found out, but like one of the reasons why I think I've been staying up all night. You know, it's like absolutely related to stress. So I've been trying to like work on that. I think what I've been doing is like kind of similar to doom scrolling, but it's not like doom scrolling at like only looking at bad news on social media, but like I don't know, and I've been looking for something. I don't know what it is, and maybe that's why I'm staying up. Like scrolling through social media, just reading articles and looking at discussions and stuff, just online in general, and it feels like I'm searching for something, but I don't know what it is. And because I don't know what it is, I just keep searching for this mysterious thing. Maybe it's like, maybe I'm looking for a spark of inspiration or a new hobby to pick up and then admittedly drop a couple of months later. I don't know. I'm just kind of scrolling. So I'm trying to figure out how to break that, and it's been a bit of a journey.
Maybe tonight's a good way to start.
Because I got no power. Because I have no power, I also don't have any internet.
can only like barely stay in contact with everyone because my data is like just enough to survive. Do you guys know that like when the power goes out, what happens, or like what usually happens around here is that the cell towers that help carry your cell phone data, it ends up getting flooded because so many people switch to using their phones now that their like internet's down. So they all switch their phone data, and that causes the cell towers to get completely flooded. So even if you do have connection, may not always be the most consistent. But thankfully, since it's almost 2 a.m. right now, most people are sleeping, and it's easy for me to get a stronger connection. Because like earlier, when the power went out around like, I forget when, sometime in the afternoon. Oh boy, it was so slow. Like every single person was trying to use it. But it's better now.
Did you hear that? Did you pick up on the microphone?
In case you didn't, let me. I was like trying to inhale. And then what ended up happening is like my stuffy nose like started gurgling and made a weird noise. I don't know how to fix it. That's like a thing that's somewhere where you're supposed to like turn your head in a certain way. And it's supposed to like drain your sinuses, but I don't remember that anymore. Just like the forehead pushing one. Well, I'm not even sure if that one works, because that doesn't really work for me. I'm not crying. I just have a stuffy nose, that's all. Also might be part of like the cold weather, so like the winter sniffles and stuff. You know, all things considered, this is kind of nice. Maybe I should consider a career becoming a full-time feed spacer. Stall a bunch of Twitter spaces and lie down in bed and not really have to move around and not worry about being in front of a camera. Just lie here and talk. It's not that bad if you think about it, I guess. I apologize for yawning so much. Getting real tired. Getting real sleepy. And the only thing right now that's on my mind is a little voice in the back of my head being all like, Jenry, don't forget to turn off the Twitter space before you fall asleep. Because it's real hard to like pay attention, you know. Yeah, I wondered about that transition point from when you're like awake and conscious, and then one minute you're awake, and then the next minute you're gone, sleeping off in a dreamland. And to be honest, I haven't had dreams recently. I think that's partly my fault for going to sleep at like 5 in the morning. I don't know how many dreams you can have if you fall asleep that late. No, that's right. Hang on. Look who it is. No, you can't. You can't look. It's a Twitter space. Hear who it is. Here, listen to who it is. It's the cabbage puppy. I think, like, at this point, for all the bedtime Twitter spaces, the cabbage puppy makes a good return. Each and every time. It's cold here, chat. It's cold. It actually got so cold that I'm currently wearing 3 socks. Like a regular thermal sock, and then 2 of the really big puffy ones. The fuzzy socks. I really like the fuzzy socks. There's only one drawback to the fuzzy socks, though. Because the fuzzy socks are so thick, it makes it really difficult to wear shoes. So, like, if I wear them, I have to commit to being indoors. I also have to take them off when I go put on shoes. And it's like, the fuzzy socks are nice. I want to keep them on. My stubble growing back a little bit. It's like the stubble ASMR again. It feels weird. If anything, like, it just feels itchy. Because I only recently shaved, and now it's growing back in, so every now and then I can, like, feel it prickling against my jawline and my cheek and my chin and everything, like, all over the place. Reminds me of last year when my power went out then too. I told you guys about the rain, like, just sitting there out of my recording and then just, like, pretending like I'm acting out that one scene in Avengers where Tony Stark is on the ship and he's, like, talking to his helmet. Trying to record his farewell message because he doesn't know if he'll survive. Maybe a little bit dramatic, but a little bit dramatic is fine with me. Oh, can you hear that? I don't know if you can hear it, or if there's, like, a noise suppression and stuff in the background or on Twitter space. It started raining again. It's kind of loud, like, you can hear the pitter-patter of the rain. It's really nice. I just opened my eyes for a little bit and I saw that their Twitter space had like closed captions. I just kept popping up. It's like saying weird stuff. I don't know. I mean, like, closed captions can't quite catch what I'm saying. That's okay, because I'm EB. So maybe that's why it can't really catch me. Not really speaking too clearly. That's all right. Just be here. My best. It's nice. I shouldn't fall that. I can't fall asleep. I can't do that because I don't remember. I turned off the Twitter space. Oh, now I'm dozing off. I know I can't. Oh, I'm like falling asleep. I miss you guys. Not being with the stream. I think I saw you so earlier today. And I went to go and check on the Palworld server and there's some stuff was saved. Alright. I don't want to play it a bit more. But just I get that tight. Why all the power is back tomorrow morning? I don't know if it'll be back though, because it's been many hours. Maybe they're working on other outages that are more like pressing or important to deal with, so I'll see. Hopefully the battery stays good. So I can send an update tomorrow when I wake up. Alright, I think I'm feeling myself fall asleep. So
I guess I'll go and end it here. Thanks for stopping by, everyone. Yeah, I hope you all have a good night. Morning or afternoon. Hopefully I'll have good updates and good news for you tomorrow. Good night. Oyasumi. Mm-hmm.